bad things are getting. And really, the only way we were able to do that was through our own data based on what we've seen with community members self-reporting when they see incidents happening, or when we see things that pop up on social media or in the news. And then we also did surveys with community members where they got to share their own perspective and experiences. And it was shocking how high the rates of violence were among the respondents. And yet it wasn't reflected in the data at all, because the data is just not accessible. And to be clear, we filed Freedom of Information Act requests with every county clerk in the entire state and every county sheriff and most major law enforcement agencies. And all of them either ignored us or said no.
Anita Lucchese is the founder and executive director of the Sovereign Bodies Institute. For more information about the projects, toolkits, and databases talked about in this program, check out our website at radioproject.org. That's radioproject.org. Thanks to Haymarket Books for allowing us to broadcast excerpts from their speaker series on justice for Indigenous women and girls. The Making Contact team is Sonia Green, Anita Johnson, Salima Hamarani, Sabine Blazin, and I'm Monica Lopez. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.
This is KBOO.
Do you miss
Portland.
Going to the theater? Looking for some drama? Then tune in for The Strange Case of Nick M., an all-new radio play by Imago Theater on Monday, May 3rd at 10 p.m. Listeners will be taken on Imago's trippy audio journey into a fragmentary world, narrated by a cocky podcaster who has unearthed a box of long-forgotten reel-to-reel tapes. So tune in on Monday, May 3rd at 10 p.m. and get ready for a very special premiere of Imago's The Strange Case of Nick M. right here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Like the KBOO Community Radio Facebook page. Find KBOO Community Radio on Facebook and like our page, and have events, ticket giveaways, and great information delivered directly to your personal feed. One out of every seven humans is on Facebook. So using Facebook to share KBOO with your friends and family has never been easier. Like KBOO on Facebook today.
For nearly two decades, communities across the Pacific Northwest have been fighting off multiple efforts to turn the region into a fossil fuel export hub. On this coming Earth Day, Thursday, April 22nd from 6 to 7 p.m., KBOO presents a Spring Pledge Drive webinar special celebrating the Thin Green Line. The webinar will be moderated by locus-focused host Barbara Bernstein and features activists from across the region who have been holding the Thin Green Line for nearly two decades. Again, that's KBOO's Spring Pledge Drive special, celebrating the Thin Green Line, Thursday, April 22nd from 6 to 7 p.m. To register, go to kboo.fm/earthdaywebinar2021.
The following program is a special encore rebroadcast for these unique pandemic times. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred and are no longer relevant. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, Super Indian, and all your favorites coming up on today's show.
Yeah. faces to see. This is the way it's supposed to be. Let out a cry like it's time for war. But really all I want is give me more. Tattoos and scars fill up my body. Pocahontas, she's sitting shine. Even though it's so old, it makes me start off the bow wow trail with the confidence that it will not fail through the provinces. So I go with the flow and I'm burdened out. But yo, I'ma go a little further down to go further south through reservations. The light to unite gatherings of nations. See some relations and have a hold. The Cree and the Sioux and the Arapaho. But then I have to go to Canada for the states and my car's got the stamina to take me where it's got to go. But to take me there when I'm on the road. So I wanna go to Arizona to sing a 49 with Kisa Cola.
Got to make it to this powwow tonight.
Yeah. find him. You're gone, girl, you're strong enough to survive it.
For metaphors, so let them all in the door. I never settle for creating a vision of different living. If it wasn't given from the visit, you're missing my lyricism. Listen, I'm hitting and splitting and politicking on the REZ decisions of living in poverty. You're hard to see my sovereignty. It causing me to follow G.O.D. philosophy. Constantly gossiping, no equality or harmony. Can I get a job? No, you can't. You're not related, man. I hate to see it when I'm animated. Get faded, a native awaited. Say it, so debated or play it. Everything in life has a price and it's spiritual. You pay it, lay it down and spray the clouds with lyrical spiritual flow. Just to let you know it's on my chest, but you don't hear me. No, we keep on rocking and shocking, cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Till you open, we keep knocking. Whoa.
Say that we are free. If you put oil in the water, we won't sit quietly. And they were singing, stand up, stand up for what's right. Don't walk silently to the night. Take my you want and say you come in peace. If you don't open your eyes, how can you see? And we were cheering, stand up, stand up for what's right. Don't walk silently to the night. Take my hand and wear see us through. If you fight for me, I'll fight for you. Don't.
retribution will be swift. We squander her soil and suck out her sweet black blood to burn it. We turn money into God and salivate over opportunities to crumple and crinkle our souls for that paper, that gold. Money has spent us, left us in small boxes, dark rooms, bright screens, empty tombs, left investing our time in hollow philosophies to placate the fear of our bodies returning back into our mother. Demand awakening. The path we have taken has brought it. Ignite, stand upright, and conduct yourself like lightning, because the retribution will be swift.
Don't lie, 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 Super Indian.
Super Indian, the sock.
Mega Bear, quit fooling with the radio. DOG picked that station.
Super Indian, how do you know DOG likes this station?
What do you mean? You know he can talk.
I only heard him talk that one time. It's not fair. You know what DOG says and I don't. You do creep me out.
Oh, Mega Bear, DOG loves you.
We got any more moose turkey?
Mega Bear will be at the community house in less than an hour. The kids want to meet some real superheroes and their super, super dog.
Nobody rubs my ears.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, hey, get your hands off me.
Hey,
quit. Super Indian, Wampum Bats is standing in the middle of the highway.
Yes, it's time for Super Indian. Mega Bear crawls from the wreckage of the Res Rocket to find Super Indian unconscious. DOG sits by his side.
Yep.
Wampum Bags is gone, DOG. The Res Rocket ran over Super Indian by mistake. Bad car. Ow. Super Indian hurt his head. A strong smell will wake him up. I need something stinky.
Yep, yep.
DOG, I can't understand you. No tainted cheese. No superpowers. All I have is what Creator gave me. I can't lift this car off Super Indian.
Yep.
Nobody around for miles. Grandma! Grandpa! I need you!
Mega Bear is not alone. Watching undetected is Wampum Bags, wearing a leisure suit that renders him invisible.
What a pathetic sidekick. Wait till I get a taste of my Acme Thunder Maker.
Oh, those clouds look dark and evil.
Ooh, yep.
Oh, oh, Monster Cloud, that was close. Super Indian, we have to get out of here. That cliff is gonna give way. Oh, I've never seen a dog hit by lightning. Smells like burnt fur and wet socks. Dioji, you okay?
Mega Bear.
Dioji?
Mega Bear.
Dioji!
Mega Bear!
Dioji!
Mega Bear! Your socks harbor a putrid scent that can revive Super Indian.
Holy hot dog! I can understand you, Dioji! Wow, you still sound like that guy on Frasier.
Oh, for the love of Swedish meatballs, the lightning was not supposed to make the Res Dog audible to everyone. Stinking technology. I'm going back to my hockey game.
Mega Bear, quickly, take off your boot. Oh, what a rank, foul odor.
Oh, Dioji, you were right. These do smell really bad. Super Indian, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to you. Here goes the sock. Hey, what happened to the crickets?
What? Oh, Greek Delorias. Ghost! Who cut the cheddar? Yeah!
Super Indian, we feared you were lost.
I wasn't feared, DOG.
You can hear him, Mega Bear.
Not now. The cliff above! Oh. It's giving way!
Oh, Mega Bear, I can still smell that sock from here.
Hours later, the Res Rocket returns to the Leaning Oak Reservation.
Mega Bear, can you really hear DOG?
Super Indian, he sounds all gooder. That thunderbolt was the ultimate DOG smackdown.
Mega Bear, may technology and science solve the riddle that is your everyday speech.
Many more Super Indian adventures can be yours. Let me be your guide. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come. We are the land. This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492. To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today. To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way. To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people. To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know who they are. To those who search and never find. To those that turn away the so-called non-accepted. To those that bring us together. And to those living outside, keeping touch, the voice for many. To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people. To those that give up and those who do not care. To those who abuse themselves and others. And those who revive again. To those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth. To those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own. To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other. To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better. To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty. To the young, the old, the living, and the dead. To our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth, and her beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual. The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
Open letter to Johnny Depp's Tonto by Natanya Ann Pulley. Dear Johnny Depp's Tonto, we are going to have to talk about next year when your Disney movie about the Lone Ranger and Tonto hits. An in-production photo of you has emerged and it makes me nervous. You have a blackbird on your head. Johnny Depp Tonto blackbird head. Tisk tisk. That bird might pluck your eyes out, man. The moment it hit my Facebook newsfeed, the updates from my friends went nutso. What is this look? Is it genuine? Is Johnny Depp Native American or native enough? Does he, like so too many others, have a distant Indian princess in his lineage? He said his great-grandmother is Creek or Cherokee. He's not sure which. This Creek or Cherokee-ness of him amounts to one line on his Wikipedia page. Can casually embracing being part of this or that tribe somehow carry us forward? I can get stuck somewhere between the first and second question, shamefully. Am I supposed to know? As a half-Navajo, if this look is genuine, will my half-blood tell me, or can I Google it? I Googled it, and there is some history there. It took some work, though, to worry and to Google the Native American images and questions that come to me. I'm not sure if educating the public is your intention, Joni Depp Tonto. And if so, I doubt non-Native folk will do the same. It's exhausting. I'm not sure if you know what it's like undoing stereotypes and ignorance from a laptop. Someone else dressed you, fancied you up, and you'll be huge and flat on the big screen, a glossy fetish truth to someone. Let's not forget the Johnny Deppness of you, Tonto. Personally, I'm fine with a bit of Johnny Deppness in things. I grew up in a world that just had Johnny Depp in Scissors, in Dreary Mansion, in Drag, in Grease, in the cutesy side of Mental Unstable Romance, and with Sweeney Blades. Yeah, I'm a sucker for this, and for a bit old Burton perfected gloss to my goth. Take a little Johnny Depp with my coffee, if asked, but this is different. The questions come, and not from just one friend or another, but they resonate, and not up and out of the tribal sands so ancient or from drumming ancestors speaking through time, but just in my bones. You know, like how regular folk wonder things. Why is another non-native playing a native? It's not as easy as, there's no Native American Johnny Depp. If you tell me, Johnny Depp Tonto, that there is not enough of us, I'll pluck your eyes out myself. We are here. We are out there, artists, film writers, directors, actors, poets, authors, and musicians. Cashiers. Engineers. Doctors, etc., etc. We are everywhere, just not on your screen or any screens near you. There could be someone even more sexy, slinking, bitingly dark, but kind of funny, sweet, and clever, less gothy superstar than Johnny Depp. A Native American someone. There really could be. But we might never know. I've also heard, a little birdie said, that it's possible for the movie's Johnny Depp Tonto character might be a white man renegade pretending to be native and hiding from the law. Wouldn't that be something? Couldn't that explode the thing? What if the Tonto of a Johnny Deppness brought up so many of the right questions? What is it like to think one can dress and hide in a culture? What might it mean for a character to work his or her, although I do like the Johnny Deppness switch, through complexities of living out a life like a native? Might this strip the fetish off you, Johnny Depp Tonto? Couldn't it catch the attention of a particular student in a friend's class that actually asked, just this year, mind you, why is there a car in this Sherman Alexie story? Native Americans don't have cars, they ride horses. Can you imagine, Johnny Depp Tonto? You. More than pixels, more than matter-made shade, but you, an explosion of heritage, wearing heritage among heritage, mistaken as and hiding within heritage. Like what history is before it's flattened. But Johnny Depp Tonto, I imagine we won't have these sort of conversations by the time you're, wait, the Lone Rangers movie hits. And I won't be able to say, yeah, at least he gets it. When image after image of Native American person becomes across my screen, and it's some stoic-faced brave or nature fairy or cartoon figure Indian. My Facebook news feed shows something different, by the way. You should get one. My Indian friends love to smile, love to laugh, and swear, and ham it up. You might be surprised by how many birds, wolves, and bears aren't in our profile pictures. Johnny Depp Tonto, I hope you get to be one of ours. I hope there's more to you than the starkness of your white and black face. I hope you get an itch to step off that big screen and take a space in the world that doesn't knock us back into shirtless, whooping half-animal extras. High hopes. So mostly, I hope you don't end up in an in-bag costume to sell at Halloween. They'll just snip the Jack Sparrow braids a bit, move around a few trinkets and feathers, and you'll be ready to wear. On bodies, on backpacks, on bedsheets. I'm worried for you. You'll be everywhere for anyone to try on, and the DVDU will be out in time for the holidays. Christmas will hit with your team design face on everything and shopping for and around you at that time of year. Well, it's probably going to be a slaughter. Savagely yours, Natanya Ann Pulley.
This world. miles around from New York City down. We're gonna save our nation with a peace mobilization. Lord, the cops turn on the heat. If you talk peace in the streets, organize my brother and sister. We'll win this world again. There's meetings happening in this world. There's meetings happening in this world. Mean things happening now. Na na, na na. There's mean things happening.
Thank you. Zeeds Goodman and his skeegin' all tea. But all that emerg magwahati. Gulla Zeeds Goodman and Tanu and Abex all tea. But all that emerg wedge camered all tea. Where you came to tine, a liber water gizzy hulinug, yet skits garmic. Way oh hey, hi, I am way oh hey, hi, way oh hey, hi, way oh hey, hi, way oh hey, hi, way oh.
Way oh hey, hi, Radio Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
You can follow KBRU on all your social media platforms. Just look for KBRU on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Get access to our new